The development of Cuba's tourism industry will maintain its pace despite the U.S. blockade, said Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel on Thursday here in Havana while addressing a plenary meeting of the National Assembly of People's Power, the Cuban parliament. Díaz-Canel stressed that despite the complex circumstances derived from the strengthening of the U.S. blockade under the Trump administration, investments on the tourism industry must go on, as tourism is a fast earner of hard currency which the nation needs to develop. Thursday's parliamentary debate followed a presentation by Tourism Minister Manuel Marrero on the sector's performance and prospects. The Cuban head of state said that the island cannot wait for the economic blockade to end in order to have the availability of rooms needed to cater to tourists who want to visit us. Travelers will always want to come to Cuba because of its culture, its history, its security, and its values, he said.
Foreign tourists will keep coming here because they know that Cuba is a safe destination, because our nation is recognized internationally as a beacon of hope. They will keep coming because of the solidarity of our people, because the Cuban people are friendly and affectionate, and people around the world appreciate that.
During the parliamentary debate, Tourism Minister Manuel Marrero said that tourist arrivals on the island will likely drop by 10% this year, particularly visitors arriving on cruise ships in the wake of tougher U.S. travel restrictions.
Up until May last, a total of 409,000 tourists had arrived here on cruise ships. Cruise activity was increasing significantly, registering a 36% growth. There were 17 cruise companies operating 25 ships. However, it all changed after the U.S. announcement of its latest package of anti-Cuban measures. Today, not a single cruise company operates on the island.
According to the report presented by the tourism minister, investments in the sector this year amount to $3 billion. He added that by the end of 2019, some 2,400 new rooms will be added, while more than 2,000 more will be totally refurbished. He stressed that Havana tops tourism investment projects this year. Minister Marrero added that several measures are being adopted aimed at encouraging the arrival of foreign visitors as well as attracting Cuban tourists. For Radio Havana, Cuba, I'm Lena Valverde.